The Trump administration is using tariffs as a negotiation tool with other countries and major ag trading partners. Canada, Mexico, and China are in the crosshairs. Chuck Nicholson, an associate professor in ag econ and dairy science at the University of Wisconsin, says the cost of tariffs and retaliation to the U.S. dairy industry could be high.
About 40% of all of the dairy product exports by value goes to those three markets. So those are really vitally important for not just now and in the short term, but for our future growth opportunities.
Nicholson says the value of the dairy export market is about $9 billion a year.
For our industry, for the dairy industry in Wisconsin and nationally, exports are a pretty big deal. They're a major source of revenue for us that we don't want to go away.
Nicholson says his model shows significant losses for dairy if U.S. tariffs spark retaliation.
If we impose tariffs on those countries and they retaliated against us, we're looking at a fairly significant nationwide reduction in the net farm income, that is the profits that farms earn on dairy. That looks like about $2.5 billion or about 8% reduction. So that'd be like getting an 8% cut in your paycheck.
Again, that is Chuck Nicholson, an associate professor in ag econ and dairy science at the University of Wisconsin. I'm Rusty Halverson for the Southeast AgNet.